I am Ambassador Curtis Ward, and this is Real Talk. In this podcast, I address the pillars of democracy and overcoming citizen apathy. I begin with the proposition that democracy is endangered in circumstances where citizens fail to be vigilant and engaged in the political process. When citizens fail to demand high standards of transparency and accountability of governments they elect, citizen apathy, allowing governments to run amok with impunity, is a threat to democracy. I have used my various platforms over a long period of time to advocate for broad civic participation and engagement, and for an end to citizen apathy. I have advocated an end to impunity for imperious behavior of political leaders. I will continue to implore my fellow citizens to reject autocratic behavior by political leaders. I've warned that citizen apathy is a predicate to a failing democracy. I've posited that participatory democracy is the lifeblood on which democracy thrives and autocracy is defeated. And I've called for transparency in government. My concerns have increased in recent times, as I have seen growing resistance in government to transparency and good governance, while there's a growing apathy among the public. The trend is taking roots in many parts of the world, but I'm particularly concerned about the trends I see in Jamaica and elsewhere in the Caribbean. With few exceptions, and mostly ad hoc, there is quiet acceptance of lack of transparency, consistently poor governance, and tolerance for repeated acts of government mismanagement and corruption. While an apathetic citizenry seems unperturbed, the government leaders are allowed to continue these practices with impunity. When the public doesn't seem to care, when political apathy is becoming the norm, governments are encouraged to act in an autocratic manner, and democracy is thereby threatened. Democracy relies on an electoral process that is free and fair, but is sustained by an engaged public in the day-to-day activities of the government it elected. The public's responsibility does not end with voting. Constant public vigilance regarding the government's actions preserves and strengthens democracy. Citizen apathy allows government to escape appropriate scrutiny and a level of accountability that is commensurate with good governance, the lack of which is manifested through lack of transparency, obfuscations, political bullyism, and engaging in widespread corruption with impunity. These symptoms of a failing democracy and a threat to the rule of law are evidence of creeping autocracy. The question arises as to why the people grumble but are not demanding better of their elected officials. Why are civil society organizations so muted in their criticisms? Are there reasons to be afraid? An unsophisticated body politic and an uninformed or misinformed citizenry often descends into political apathy. Government obfuscations are ignored, and the public generally accepts lack of transparency and lack of accountability as norms. This is a dangerous trend in old and nascent democracies. Corruption becomes rooted in government, and the institutions and foundations upon which democracies are grounded built and nurtured, will crack and eventually collapse. Transparency in government is a hallmark of good governance. This trend is reversible only if individuals and groups, including the media, are committed to maintain vigil and advocacy to demand transparency and to preserve democratic norms. Thus, protection of democracy relies heavily on citizen commitment, participation, and the exercise of the freedoms which are the pillars of a truly democratic society. It means a well-informed public with the freedom to have their grievances heard and an expectation that justice will be served and equal treatment under law is assured. Democracy, good governance, and the rule of law rests on four pillars, which I believe are indispensable for well-governed modern liberal democracies. The four pillars I find to be most critical to a liberal democracy are freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of peaceful assembly, and freedom to participate in a free and fair electoral process. Each of these four freedoms complement each other. First of all, let's look at freedom of the press. A free and unbiased press is fundamental to democracy. Press freedom must be promoted, defended, and always protected. An unbiased and probing press is one of the fundamental pillars of democracy. The role of a free press in a democratic society cannot be overstated. Negative perceptions about the media must change. The media, by the integrity and quality of its reporting, has primary responsibility to ensure the trust of the citizens who are their primary clients. The credibility of the free press is severely compromised when there is a perception that some members of the press show deference to the government or is biased by ideology or expectations of government favors. Reporting must be balanced and unbiased, and reporting the facts, the truth, must remain distinct from opinion columns and commentary. It is the press that bears the ultimate burden of ensuring and safeguarding its political independence and must reject political leaders who favor some members of the media or certain media houses as allies while treating others as enemies. In a free society, political leaders have a responsibility to promote rather than denigrate or undermine press freedom, and a responsibility to promote an unbiased press. Government's failure to act in the best interests of the people must be exposed without fear or favor. The media, in serving the public, must be willing to expose government misfeasance, malfeasance, and nonfeasance. Let's then turn to freedom of the press. Freedom of speech is the second pillar of democracy. Good citizenship thrives in a well-informed public wherein an individual in full freedom and without fear of retribution can opine one's concerns as well as concerns of the general public. Truthful and timely information must flow freely from the government to the people, and access to government information not affecting national security must be easily accessible. freedom of speech is complemented by freedom of the press and vice versa. And the press has an obligation to inform the people and to expand the people's voice. The government must refrain from using its power and influence to silence the people and must use its power to ensure transparency in its actions. Next, freedom of peaceful assembly. Freedom of peaceful assembly and the ability to peacefully protest government actions or lack of action is the third pillar of democracy. Freedom of peaceful assembly is complemented by freedom of speech. The people must be free to assemble and air their grievances and freely petition the government on the issues which concern them. Under no circumstance, should the government by force, coercion, or otherwise seek to intimidate citizens from peaceful assembly to express their opposition to government's actions or inaction. Government must ensure that the people have access to public spaces to express their grievances, even when peaceful assembly and the message may be inconvenient to the government. Minority or opposition parties must ensure that citizens' grievances are not conflated with political opposition, even when there are convergences of issues. And that's very important. Now, let's look at one of the fundamentals, freedom to participate in a free and electoral process. Free and fair electoral process is the fourth pillar of democracy. Failure of large percentages of citizens to participate in the political process of a country is an abdication of citizen responsibility to maintain a democratic form of representative government, government by the people and for the people. Citizens who fail to participate in an election deserve the government they get. They forfeit their rights to complain when the government performs below their expectations. Citizens who fail to exercise their rights to elect political leaders with integrity who constitute the government are as much to blame for the incompetence in political leadership, lack of good government, and corruption in government. Just look in the mirror and ask yourselves how you impact the political process, if at all. If you don't participate in the electoral process, remember you are the man or woman in the mirror. You are the man or woman in the mirror who is doing nothing to preserve and strengthen democracy. You are the one that is apathetic. The answer is not in political apathy. The answer lies in participatory government. Interestingly, Jamaicans are often known for their robust approach and responses to issues of all kinds, domestic and international. Yet it seems to be a fact that Jamaicans are apathetic about how the country is governed. I've written about the slide into apathy by the Jamaican public, and it should be a matter of concern to every Jamaican who believes in democracy. The public must make demands of the government, and the response must be truthful and transparent. The press must be responsibly probing and investigating and informing the public when the government itself fails to do so. The opposition party must be equally vigilant and raise issues about government actions, which in their judgment are inimical to the interests of the people and not merely for political benefit. They must make the case in a comprehensible manner for the people to understand the dangers they face. Unfortunately, a few Jamaicans occasionally become outraged by government action or inaction and express their dissatisfaction with violent actions, roadblocks, burning of garbage in the streets, and other activities which are more disruptive than effective. Such actions tend to alienate wide public support for their causes, which may otherwise be justified. They receive immediate media coverage, but their causes are forgotten within 24 hours. Instead of inconveniencing the public and alienating possible support, peaceful demonstrations are more likely to attract support from the general public. There are some recent encouraging signs that Jamaicans may be awakening from their descent into apathy. I'm encouraged by the public probing and demand for transparency by the Advocates Network in Jamaica, and by recent reporting and commentary in the Jamaica Gleaner, raising issues related to transparency and citizen apathy. This is the correct conversation we must have if we are to preserve our democracy and advance our nation's development for the benefit of all the people. Welcome to the movement, and thank you for listening to Real Talk with Ambassador Curtis Ward.